Wow, what an ending! Who'd have thought Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father?
Aw, thanks!
It was you, Kristen, who shot JR.
You maniacs! You blew it up!
I am Jason.
I see dead people.
Rosebud.
You mentioned Kaiser Soze.
Who?
Why would anyone possibly confuse you with me?
Because we're the same person.
Silent Green is people!
About the crying and if he knows, maybe he'll explain.
Apologies to anyone who hasn't gotten around to Planet of the Apes or The Sixth Sense yet. I think we may have given away some endings there, but come on, guys. Those movies came out a long time ago, and if you haven't watched them by now, it's kind of on you. So the twist endings of those classics are now old news, but what's been on a lot of our minds lately and social media feeds are spoilers for two pop culture giants, Avengers Endgame and Game of Thrones. And spoiling anything online is likely to unleash what you call a torrent of angry fans. But not everyone agrees that spoilers will ruin your viewing experience. Joining me now to talk spoilers are Catherine Trendacosta, a freelance pop culture reporter and former managing editor of io9, and Karen Hahn, entertainment reporter for Polygon. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
So it seems like what people consider to be a spoiler is becoming increasingly broad. Let's start by clarifying exactly what both of you consider to be a spoiler. Karen, you go first.
Spoiler at this point basically means anything that occurs in a movie or TV show that wouldn't be obvious from your immediate perception of the movie, anything that would give away a plot point.
Catherine, your definition, what's a spoiler?
I'm a little bit more narrow in that it has to be something not intended for release by the studio, only because there's a lot of anger over spoilers and things like trailers. You hear that a lot. Whereas if it's being promoted by the studio, I think by definition, it can't be a spoiler.
So Karen, when it comes to big movies like the new Avengers or Game of Thrones, how important is avoiding spoilers for you personally?
For me personally, I prefer to avoid knowing too much before going in. I'd rather not read the spoilers. But at the same time, there is a certain amount that we have to know in order to be able to cover these things. Like Game of Thrones and Avengers, they both have a lot of lore behind them. So there is an amount of brushing up we have to do. But as far as I guess catching up, I want to avoid knowing anything that happens in the movie before I see it.
Catherine, I have a colleague who made a Facebook post the other day about Game of Thrones and basically said anyone who said anything would be off of his Facebook feed until 2020. Catherine, do you feel similarly about spoilers?
I am legitimately a spoilers agnostic. I don't care. I don't seek them out anymore now that I no longer have a job where it is my day-to-day to find every scrap of information related to a property, but I don't avoid them. If spoilers ruin the movie was bad. That is how it works. And honestly, expending that much energy to yell at my friends or to try to keep myself in a bubble feels like making the experience more painful than enjoying pop culture really should be.
Karen, have you noticed a change in the lengths that studios will go to keep culture writers from revealing some of the plot details?
I think it definitely has gotten more intense on a sort of inside baseball level. A lot of times, well, most of the times, TV shows will send out advanced screeners of the upcoming episodes, so we have an idea of what we're going to write and how we're going to cover them. But for stuff like Westworld and Game of Thrones, and those are really the only two big exceptions that I can think of, we just have to watch them as they air. There's no way to advance prep that just because the fear of spoilers getting out is so intense.
I want to take us back for a second to 2005. Feels like it was much longer ago. And the film critic Roger Ebert wrote in favor of spoiler warnings, saying movie characters, quote, make choices that offend us. That is their right. It is our right to disagree with them. It is not our right, however, and this is Roger Ebert again in 2005, saying it is not our right to destroy for others the experience of being as surprised by those choices as we were. Catherine, you're someone who thinks we've gone too far with spoiler warnings. What do you think about Roger Ebert's quote there?
I think that warnings are fine. The point at which this becomes a problem is if it impacts your review. At the end of the day, a review is a service. People are asking for your money when they make these things, especially when it's a giant conglomerate like Disney. What they want is your money. And so a reviewer's job is to tell you whether or not you should spend your money on it. And if that means telling you a plot point, because that plot point is so offensive or such a problem that someone who clicked on the review and read it needs to know, then I think that's an important service. And to write around a plot point is not critiquing something in a way that is what you are supposed to do.
Also, I guess there's the question of how are we even able to control this with the role of social media, people live tweet shows, you know, shows often tend to enjoy that type of exposure, right? They create fan bases among what's happening on social media. And I guess the question I would have for both of you, I guess once and for all, can we finally decide how long are we supposed to wait, if at all, before lifting an embargo on spoilers? Is it a few days? Is it a few weeks? Is it a few months? I stood away from all things Hamilton for more than a year, so I know it's possible. But Karen, what do you think?
I mean, I think this is really personal. It's kind of up to you how long you think you should avoid spoilers. For me, I'd say maybe 2 weeks, just given how fast the current media landscape is. And I think the weird thing about this is that studios are kind of jumping onto this time limit bandwagon too. The recent Spider-Man trailer actually had a spoiler warning before it that Marvel baked into the footage, which is unheard of, I think, so far.
I agree. 1 week to 2 weeks is probably about right for anything super public. But if you want to talk with your friends in a bar and someone gets mad at you because they overhear you, I think that that's too far. Right after I got out of Endgame, my friends and I immediately went to a bar and sat around and talked about it. And that's part of enjoying it. And other people don't get to dictate that to us.
So as long as it's not on Facebook, it's okay. Nobody's going away till 2020.
Yeah. I also, like, whatever. Do what you want. Do what makes you happy. That's really what enjoying should be. And no one should get to dictate that to you, not other fans, not the studio.
I think we should end on that. Catherine Trend Acosta is a freelance pop culture reporter. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
And Karen Hahn is entertainment reporter for Polygon. Thanks so much, Karen.
It's been a pleasure.
This is Taylor from San Diego. And I get anxious without spoilers sometimes. My husband caught me looking for spoilers with about 45 minutes left to go when we went to see Avengers Endgame. I got busted before I found any, but it would have made me feel a lot better watching that movie.
This is Teresa Bergman from Eugene, Oregon, and I hate suspense in movies and shows. I enjoy a movie far more if I know the broad strokes, who dies, who makes it through. That way I can enjoy seeing how it happens without attaching too much to someone who's going to die. I have enough drama in my life and see enough in the world around me.
Hi, this is Michael Caller. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. Without a doubt, do I try to avoid spoilers. I mean, that's the best part of the movie. There are the surprises, the plot twists.
Hello, my name is Phil. I'm calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. I love spoilers. It actually frees me to watch plot unfold without having to sit and figure out and guess what's actually really going on.
I try to avoid spoilers. Better still is just hearing that something is good, but knowing nothing about it. A very fresh viewing can be a particularly nice experience. This is Doug in Portland, Oregon.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. I am religious about avoiding spoilers for Game of Thrones.
Remind them what happened when Daenerys Stormborn and her dragons came to Meereen.
Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts on spoilers with us. We always appreciate hearing from you, our listeners.